Welcome to Wobblies and Wizards. I am your host, Logar the Barbarian. And today I have a special guest, Panny from Leyline Press. And if you haven't read them, there's some pretty good articles that have been comparing the different OSR and old school retro clone systems that have been popping up on the site there. Panny, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me along. And indeed, yeah, I've been writing lots about OSR systems.
So how are you going about approaching that when you're doing a deep delve into each of the different systems and books when you're preparing this? Or
yeah, so the idea is really to do a bit of a deep delve and to look at the different nuances between the various like OSR systems out there, as well as the original editions of D&D, as well as like Basic and Expert, including like Moldvay Basic, I mean Holmes Basic, etc., etc. But the idea is to get into the newly differences of, you know, this system has you get only a plus one when you have a 15 on your stat, whereas this system you'll get a plus two, and all those little like idiosyncrasies, and then also trying to explore them as a whole as well to a degree, and like compare and contrast and get out what the real core differences are, really.
This is a cool thing and project you've undertaken. This isn't the only thing you've been putting out. You've got a few games out there as well, correct?
Yeah. So with Leyline Press, we produce monthly Old School Essentials modules, which are also obviously fully compatible with Basic and Expert D&D. And we produce sort of little rhizoprinted pamphlet modules. And they're inspired by a broad range of things. We've got one called the Isle of Glaslyn, which is a hex scroll inspired by like Welsh and mythology. Yeah, we've got one called Bastard King of Fraxford Castle, which was inspired by a trip I took to Stafford Castle. And it's like a macabre feudal adventure through this like settlement where everyone's turned into a zombie, basically. So yeah, we produce a few bits and pieces like that in terms of the OSR sphere. We're also about to release an indie RPG called Salvage Union, which is a whole other thing, but I thought I'd plug it anyway.
I'm curious real quick. Could you give the quick rundown of what Salvage Union is about?
So Savage Union is a post-apocalyptic mech tabletop RPG. You play as a kind of group of salvagers who go through the wastes and like pick up bits of lasers and stuff in the mud and dirt, and then bring it back to their ship to craft things together.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the gist of it.
I've been looking for more games with mech type stuff in it. Right now my only experience has been like Palladium mech, so I'm trying to find things that are more less convoluted, like a little OSR leaning and system, like what is the word I'm looking for, streamlined, simpler system uses of mech and stuff like that. I'm curious about finding some of that, so that interests me there.
I mean, oh boy, a Salvage Union for you. Yeah, I mean, it's specifically designed as like a very rules light, narrative focused mech game. It uses a system called Quest as a basis, and basically there's just like a core d20 variable resolution mechanic to it, and it takes inspiration from a lot of other light mech games like the Mecha Hack, which is one of the ones I wrote about, which is probably the quintessential OSR mech game that's based off of the Black Hack, of course. But yeah, if you want a light mech game, Salvage Union is where it's at. We made it purposely for that.
I never heard of the Mecha Hack until you posted on it, and the cover is what's the word I'm looking for? It's a little deceptive. I thought it was the regular Black Hack at first. Looking at the cover, it's very similar to the Black Hack cover, so don't get too confused. Now, I think that what you're doing with the current articles is great. I'm curious if you had any, like, I would love to see all of these compiled in one larger form that I could sit down and read, even if I had to print it out myself as a zine.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea, actually. I hadn't thought of that. But yeah, I mean, eventually I will hopefully get to the end. I've got a sort of big master list of like the 20, 30 plus systems that there are. So yeah, compiling them all into a zine or something is a great idea, actually.
Yeah, I would love to have something like that to be able to flip through and kind of like just find that. That's what I was saying recently when they put out new editions of games. I'd love just a little outline explaining what's different than the previous one. That would be easy. I wouldn't have to read 600, 400, depending on what game you're talking about, a whole entire book to jump into it. Just reading the difference from a previous edition would be helpful with that little list. And I feel that this is a great project here, a master list kind of talking about the differences of the different systems. I know differences of some of them because I've run them and played them, but unless you're familiar with them, it's hard to kind of figure them out. So that's a great thing. What prompted all this?
So if I'm honest, it was a while ago now. Someone approached me based off some Reddit posts I was making, who was about to launch their OSR game. And they said, "We like your writing. We want to commission you to do a bunch of articles." And I was like, "Cool, yeah, I'll take money for work." Mm-hmm. And we got talking, and then they commissioned me for a portion of these articles, effectively the first set, which covered D&D, every edition of D&D, basically.
Yes, that was the first ones you posted. Was they had like AD&D, the Malde, BX, and comparing all those earlier editions of Dungeons and Dragons. I don't think you got into the post 2000s editions, did you? I think you were just
not yet. That article is in the works, but I sort of put it on hiatus to cover all the OSR stuff. But I will be doing that at one point. But yeah, that company was called OSR Elf Game, was their website and company.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that site.
And yeah, from there, they were happy with me like putting the articles up on my own sites as well. So they sort of attributed them, which I did in the ones I wrote for them. And then obviously it seemed to be popular enough. So I thought, why not just keep writing them, I guess.
Keep going. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I think it's a really cool resource is there online. And I want to be clear to all my listeners, the actual site where the blog where the posts are being put is Leyline.press. So instead of .com is .press. So Leyline Press is Leyline.press. So you can find it pretty easy if you go there, or just I'm assuming if you Google Leyline Press.
yeah, at this point, yeah, if you Google like Leyline Press OSR, yeah, you'll get all the bits and pieces.
So far in this venture, you've covered a lot of games that I'm into and like. Observations of similarities and differences, or is there how much of a vast difference are you finding?
I think the one interesting thing is that like the differences are quite nuanced. Like a lot of the OSR systems, I think because they tie together with like the very broad and very like arguable OSR principles of like being rules light, the idea of like rulings, not rules, and the kind of like free form descriptive nature and emergent narrative and all that good jazz, which means these systems in of themselves broadly are quite similar, but then there's also quite a lot of differences depending, and some go wildly off in different trajectories, like Dungeon Crawl Classics, I think, is a good example of that. Like that does some really wild things when you go into it because of all the like tables and all the craziness of that causes. But
that's probably one of the least rules light ones I've seen on there so
Yeah, well, it's actually based off of like 3.x D&D, really. It's a D20 SRD game, technically, rather than a BX D&D retro clone that a lot of the other OSR systems sort of are inspired by. Hence, I suppose, its additional crunch. Although then relatively to 3.x, it's arguably quite rules-like. So it's how long's your piece of string, I guess.
Yeah, it's often very relative when it comes to the different editions on what's light and not, because it definitely gets less rules-light as years go on, it seems. There seem to be more, especially when you hit the 2000s, there's some more heavier rule set games, I feel, than what was prior to that.
That sort of 90s to 2000 era, I would like to dive into, because it was a really bizarre time. Like, everything was sort of inspired by AD&D second edition, I think, Phil, and there was really rules heavy stuff, so many tables, and just it was a really interesting, I think, time for the like industry growing. Yeah.
Personal favorite of mine has been for quite a few years the Castles and Crusades. Have you mm-hmm. have you are you planning on looking at that one as well, or have you looked at it? Or
I haven't seen... Yeah, that one is on my list, but I haven't had a proper chance to have a deep dive of it yet.
So far, I know you've got Old School Essentials, you've got the Swords and Wizardry up there. I know that you did the earlier editions, the pre-open game license TSR editions for the most part. You've even hit on Mothership, which is very not not D&D in its way. It's probably closer, I'd say, from what I've seen, to Call of Cthulhu rules than that as well. What are the biggest deviations from the rule set that you've run across so far, you would say?
I think that's a good question. Well, I mean, for one, you've got like genre, I think, is a big aspect. So like the Mecha Hack and Mothership are both good examples of that, because at the core, they're kind of very like rules like roll under systems. And one uses D100, one uses D20. But they jump into such vastly different genres to the like traditional fantasy sort of framework, but they like inherently just feel a lot different. And then they have a lot of different mechanics, like stress mechanics that Mothership has, for example, don't appear within your typical fantasy games. They're more of, as you said, like a Cthulhu-esque aspect. And beyond that, then there's little nuances like Into the Odd has a you don't have an attack roll in Into the Odd, you just take damage immediately based on, like, basically if you make an attack they just take damage, which is quite jarring, I think, for some players, I'd imagine, myself included. At first it took a little bit to go, I mean, I was like, oh, I suppose you maybe don't actually need the attack roll, so a lot of the rules are like just shaving off all these like things that you think you need, until, I mean, eventually I think the OSR community is just going to be either playing chainmail or just like rolling a d6 and just deciding on that. that's my feeling with some of these games.
Yeah, some of them are really going back and really trying to strip away as many of the rules as they can strip away. And Into the Odds, one of those ones that mechanic was, I want to say that mechanic was used somewhere else before there, but I might be wrong, of just replace, instead of doing multiple rolls for your damage and your to hit, you're rolling the damage. And isn't it like trying to, do you get an opposed roll or an armor that protects or anything, or is it just straight up how much damage you take?
I think, yeah, armor does reduce damage, but you don't, I think you roll it. I think it's just a static value. But there's no opposed rolls, no saving throw to avoid. Electric Bastion Land, which is another game by Chris McDowell, I think has a similar mechanic, so you might have seen it there. I mean, a lot of like people suggest rolling damage and attack rolls at the same time to speed things up, but obviously that's a bit different too. You're still having the attack roll. So yeah, I think that is quite a unique, small mechanic that makes a lot of big difference to how like the game plays out in practice, I think.
And a lot of people are putting out different little games and hacks they're making, and Into the Odd is one of the biggest influences on a lot of those right now, and I think stuff like that's showing up more and more games from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I covered Into the Odd because I want to cover a few, like Maze Rats, of course, by Questing Beast, which is inspired by Into the Odd, and Tunnel Puffins, which is a game by my friend Sean F. Smith, who's another OSR TTRPG designer. And that was inspired by Maze Rats. So it was like like a chain of like, well, and I think this is, again, I guess, like in a broader sense, why cataloging it, I feel, is quite important, because it's such a like esoteric community and everyone's just taking bits of everyone else's ideas and merging it all together. So having a place, which I'm sort of trying to create in a loose way, that sort of at least collates some of them and compares and contrasts, I think is important, so we don't like lose the history of it, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, it's a great project you're working on. I really like it. If you get a chance, listeners, check out leyline.press. Read through the article, see what they got, and go check out the Patreon. We're about out of time. Why don't you tell the listeners where they can find you, your games, and how they can support what you're doing?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on. Yeah, you can find us at leyline.press. We're also at leylinepress on Twitter. If you want to follow me directly, you can follow me at panny_lines on Twitter. And you can also find us on Patreon, where we'll be sending you a monthly old school essentials module if you support us. We do that in physical and PDF forms. And yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on. As always, you can find us, wobbliesandwizards.com, and keep those dice rolling.